As the war in Afghanistan gets even hotter, the battle against roadside bombs is revealing an extraordinary network feeding the bomb makers. So serious is the threat from Afghanistan that Australian troops are starting to give federal and state police the fingerprints and photos of Afghan bomb makers to thwart any attempted attack in this country. And the insurgents are ordering in key bomb components from as far afield as Southeast Asia. National Security correspondent Matt Brown reports.
The roadside bomb, or improvised explosive device as it's known in the military, has long been the insurgents' weapon of choice. But their use has literally gone through the roof. In the first 9 months of this year, there were more than 950 IED attacks in Afghanistan. That's double the number for that period last year. The head of the Australian military's counter-IED task force, Brigadier Philip Winter, says the insurgents are watching their enemies closely to try and stay ahead.
They're quite savvy at watching what we do, how we find the IEDs, and adjusting their techniques in response.
For example, Australian troops and their allies have been seen using metal detectors to search for bombs buried under the road, and when the use of explosives housed in plastic drums proved successful, the news spread fast on insurgent websites. Another phase in the lethal ongoing game of cat and mouse.
We're conscious of that. We have a range of factors in our training that mean we will make ourselves as unpredictable as possible and adjust our technologies as well. You mentioned their metal detectors. We have a number of other capabilities too, so that we can adjust if they particularly focus on a weapon like the plastics in this case for a couple of weeks, we'll adjust too.
The counter-IED task force has done most of its work in places like Iraq and these days Afghanistan. But there's another highly sensitive and less well-known aspect to its work. The task force has been developing a role in Australia's domestic security.
One of the aspects of our work we've reinforced in the last few years is a closer relationship with our federal and state police. One example would be all our collection of the types of IEDs, technology, even some biometric information as quickly passed back to Australia and shared in a practical sense with our whole of government agencies so that we get a bigger picture.
Is that because there's an assessment that there is a real possibility that someone targeting Australian troops in a theatre of war could actually try and travel here or send material here?
I think there's now a range of examples, particularly looking at the US, where people who have fought in operations have also tried to either arrive on the mainland of the US, and a biometrical tip-off has been useful in identifying and moving towards a policy, I guess you'd call it, as identity management, where you actually understand, particularly in an insurgency in theatre, who is manoeuvring where and moving where and therefore having a better picture of who may be involved in the IED networks.
Increasingly, the financial intelligence networks used to track tax avoiders and money launderers are being harnessed to track funds used to purchase bomb parts being sent in to Afghanistan.
So tracking that supply chain, which may at times overlap with a money chain or a leadership chain, and understanding how networks might operate and outside the Middle East, but in turn affect our operations, is part of the maturing process we've been working on. So particularly on the technology side, if we see an IED component that is new or is off-the-shelf technology, we will track back to where it was originated from, and often that has been offshore.
The bomb makers often use mobile phones or two-way radios as remote controls to detonate their explosives. But this network tracking has turned up cases where the bombers reach far beyond the electronics markets in Kandahar and Kabul. They contact a middleman, for example, in Pakistan, to make their order.
The bombers know on occasions there might be a certain technology that they're particularly after that may not be in that location you mentioned, maybe further afield. An example of a particular frequency or a distance that's attractive to them.
In one case, a car alarm system with specific attributes was ordered in from Southeast Asia.
Matt Brown.